mean, but sex on wax emotional to prove where they have been. If they grew up a mile from the nearest one like us, maybe they would be like me and sing about a bus. A love-hate relationship, it was to tell the truth, but sometimes now it seems to me I spent my entire youth on the 339, on the 339. My only way out to the world, that rare old green lifeline, in the wind or rain or snow or when weather was fine, you would find me waiting for the 339. If you were early, it was late, or vice versa, of course. It felt like some mad marriage in a land without divorce. A zen-like contradiction was this London country route, and waiting was an early form of trivial pursuit. All the time it took you, you could read a book right through, and if you fancied fiction, well, the timetable would do. On the 339, on the 339, if someone said be punctual, you just had to decline. In the wind or rain or snow or when weather was fine, you would find me waiting for the 339. You reflect the weakness of humanity somehow. Your memories come back to me affectionately now. For instance, one cold winter I was glad to get a seat. Well, the faulty heater wheezed onto my frozen feet. I saw two pigs were mating from the top deck where I sat. Conductor said, don't get ideas, it's far too cold for that. When you're on the 339, on the 339, liable to break down, going up a steep incline. In the wind or rain or snow or when weather was fine, you would find me waiting for the 339. My Starship Enterprise, the only link I got. In my young day, the only way to go boldly or not. Right from Arlo Newtown to the Wally Loony Bin. The same, but Arlo's madder because no one locks them in. And if I'm late on Judgment Day, I'll swear to God no sweat. It's cause I was waiting at the bus stop just to get on the 339, on the 339. If you come for me, you'll know God's given me a sign. In the wind or rain or snow or when weather was fine, you would find me waiting for the 339. Yes, you would find me waiting for the 339.